My fellow Singaporeans, let me just say a few words in English now on the election results. The election takes place at a critical time for Singapore. It is a changed world, not just an economic slowdown, but fundamental shifts in the international order. And we've just had a leadership transition. This is my first election as Prime Minister and Secretary General of the PAP. My team and I gave it our all in this campaign, and I am deeply humbled and grateful for the results. Singaporeans have given the PAP a clear and strong mandate to govern. We won 65% of the popular vote compared to 61% before, and we won 82 seats out of the 92 seats which were contested. Plus the 5 seats in Marine Parade, Braddell Heights, the PAP has 87 seats. I thank all voters from all ages, races and backgrounds who supported my team and I. Thank you for the faith that you have put in me and my team. The results will put Singapore in a better position to face this turbulent world. Many are watching the elections closely, whether it's international media, investors, or foreign governments. They will have taken note of tonight's results. It's a clear signal of trust, stability, and confidence in your government. Singaporeans too can draw strength from this and look ahead to our future with confidence. To all Singaporeans, I say, the results will motivate us to work even harder for you. We will do our best to serve you and improve your lives. To all newly elected PAP MPs, I would remind everyone that the mandate we have received is a heavy responsibility to take good care of our constituencies, to engage our residents, build deep relationships with them, and bring forward their voices in Parliament, and also to advocate and champion causes that matter to Singaporeans so that we can have robust debates in Parliament and secure a brighter future for all. And I also thank our activists, volunteers and candidates. They have worked hard, not just over the last 9 days, but throughout the entire term. They have given their all to serve, and I am deeply grateful. One issue that came up in this election is the desire for more opposition members as well as alternative voices in Parliament. I respect Singaporeans with these views and I understand the sentiments. I would also ask that they consider the merits of the perspective of having a good, strong team in government to work effectively for you. Because in the end, the key is to have effective governance that can take Singapore forward. In this election, the opposition, in particular the Workers' Party, fielded a strong slate of candidates. They had many young people with a desire to contribute and serve. They gave us a tough fight in several constituencies, as we had expected. The WP will now have 10 elected seats, including, in addition, they will have 2 NCMP seats if they choose to accept them. That would take the WP's presence in Parliament to 12 altogether. That's an increase from what they have today. So they will have an increased and continued strong presence in Parliament, as well as the opportunity to refresh some of the members in their slate. I respect the opposition presence in Parliament. I've always taken their suggestions and views seriously, and I will continue to do so. So I look forward to the contributions of opposition members in Parliament, because Parliament is where key national issues are discussed, and I'm sure we will have constructive and robust debates there. On some issues, we may have to agree to disagree, but at the same time, we must where critical national issues are concerned, uphold a shared responsibility to come together and to advance Singapore's interests together in this changed and turbulent world. One issue that came up in this election is the mixing of race and religion with politics. This was not just about foreign interference, because online there were also many negative and even toxic comments by Singaporeans encouraging people to vote along racial lines. I had to call it out in the middle of the campaign because this was such an important matter. The situation did improve after that, but there were still views going, comments online, and some of it was quite vicious, and they continued to circulate, although less than before the press conference I held. But I am heartened that all political parties made clear their stance in this campaign to reject identity politics and reaffirm their commitment to multiculturalism. And the election results show that Singaporeans, by and large, reject identity politics and continue to support a multiracial and multi-religious society. I am grateful for your support. And to all communities in Singapore, I say, we will continue to look after your interest, support your aspirations, and ensure that you are able to flourish and thrive in a multiracial and multi-religious society. This is my commitment to every community and to every Singaporean. I would also like to highlight the PAP teams that contested in the opposition held wards, Aljunied, Hougang and Sengkang. We fielded many new candidates there, eight of them, Adrian, Faisal, Daniel and Jager in Aljunied, led by Chan Hui Yi, who's here, Elmi, Bernadette and Theodora in Sengkang, led by Lam Pin Min, and Marshall in Hougang. They did not win, but they fought hard and made their mark. And I thank them for stepping forward and giving Singaporeans in these constituencies a real choice. The PAP will continue to work hard in these areas. We will not give up. We will continue to engage, serve, and strive to win over residents. I also want to thank our civil servants and public officers. Thousands were mobilized to conduct this election. They prepared meticulously, trained hard, and delivered a smooth and efficient election. All this while managing their day-to-day regular responsibilities. So on behalf of all Singaporeans, I thank everyone for your hard work, service and dedication. Throughout this election, we heard feedback from Singaporeans about concerns like cost of living and housing. We have been working on these issues, and I assure you, we will redouble our efforts in the coming term to tackle these issues of concern. My team and I will use this mandate to serve with humility and responsibility. We will serve all Singaporeans, whether you voted for the PAP or you voted for another party. Everyone matters. We will serve all of you. We will do our utmost to improve your lives. In fact, we have not stopped working for you, even amidst this campaign, as I've shared before, and we will be ramping up right away. My immediate task is to form my next cabinet, and I'm grateful that all my key members have been voted in, and Singaporeans have now given me the chance to put together the best team to serve you and to serve Singapore. I will announce the cabinet lineup when ready. The PAP government will also learn from this election. We will reflect, we will improve, and we will strive to do better. We will involve all Singaporeans in this journey to shape our shared future. We will engage and listen because every voice matters, every Singaporean matters. We will act decisively when necessary, always in Singapore's best interest. During the campaign, I said that the real contest facing us is not between the PAP and the opposition, but between Singapore and this turbulent world and the multitude of challenges facing us. In this contest, Singapore is the underdog. We have always been, and we will continue to be, despite what we have achieved today. So to improve our chances, we cannot afford to fight one another. We have to fight together to achieve better outcomes for Singapore and Singaporeans. And now that the election is over, we must put aside our differences and stand together as one team Singapore to confront the storms ahead and to secure a brighter future for ourselves, our families, and Singapore.